The troops have been honored. The money is approved. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As predicted, Congress has passed a war funding bill the president will sign. No timetable, no deadlines, no enforceable benchmarks. It does include a higher minimum wage, sending our enemies a clear message that if they do dare to sneak into our country, we will pay them fairly, thus making them feel too guilty to hurt us. Of course, the president got the money by again making it clear that to cut off the money is to cut off the troops, making anyone who votes to cut off money a troop hater. And since most members of Congress are not ready to be called troop haters, they approved money through September. And since troop hating probably won't be in vogue in September either, they'll probably approve it again through March. And since troop hating becomes even more difficult as the election gets closer, well, in the current situation, the best way to love a soldier is to keep him in Iraq. There is one thing that would make it okay to leave, one thing that would allow a U.S. politician to cut off the money without being a troop hater.
We are there at the invitation of the Iraqi government. This is a sovereign nation. It's their government's choice. If they were to say leave, we would leave.
Interesting he should say that, because a majority of the Iraqi parliament has signed a petition asking just that. And they might get around to passing a binding resolution demanding that we leave, if it wasn't for an even more pressing issue, that being the need to adjourn for the summer. Plus, if they ever did pass such a resolution, they'd be troop haters. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.